This is Passport to Texas. Texas boasts a fair number of scorpion species.
There are about 18 species in Texas. Depending on where you're at, you may have more or less.
Ben Hutchins is an invertebrate biologist at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
In all of Texas, we don't have scorpions that are considered life-threatening. As with any animal that has venom, there's always the possibility of an allergic reaction.
You might want to cut scorpions some slack, though, because they're beneficial in a couple of ways.
Scorpions are predators, and so they feed on a variety of potential pest organisms. Some scorpions also feed on other scorpions, so they do have an important role in the environment, potentially controlling pest populations, insects, spiders, other arachnids. There's also potential medical utility for scorpions as well, using venom to treat medical conditions.
Researchers are studying scorpion venom's qualities as a painkiller. So if a scorpion wanders into your home some summer evening while foraging, please don't kill it.
There's really no cause for alarm. What I usually do is use a cup, piece of paper that you kind of slide under there to pick the scorpion up, and then you can just remove it and put it in an area where it can do its business.
Learn more about scorpions in the June issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.